these explanations, Rumi is telling us something. Okay, the angels will come and the earth will not, and I told you what the story is. But listen to the explanation, especially explanation of angels to God. The Michael is there, I'm talking to God, what is he saying? That I know that you pay a lot of value to the tear of the people. Rumi wants you to understand this. This is an obvious stuff that that angel is saying to God, that I know when they cry, you are sensitive to that. So how could I not be sensitive to it? Therefore, earth was crying and I gave up because of you. Before this he explained, because they are carrying the adjective of creator. That's what they are. Do you remember the first day we explained this? There is a God and there are angels. What does that mean? Angels are the adjective of God. For every adjective there is an angel. To do this, to do that, to do. Now these four basics are trying to let you understand this relationship. Get it that, listen, yes, your crying is very important to him. Because of the pity which he has. That will provoke the pity. You see here, the crying of the earth will provoke the pity of all these angels. Yes.
There is a summons to the servant to lamentation five times a day. Come to the ritual prayer and make lament. The muezzin's cry is hasten to wealth.
Well, before muezzin, okay. First one, you said, oh, five times a day you're supposed to pray. Means what? It's to cry. Why? Do you remember? First book, first paragraph. That's what it is. When you go and you pray, practically you are crying and you are confessing that your hand is empty and you cannot do it perfectly. And it's all that. That prayer is practice for you. Yes.
The muezzin's cry is hasten to welfare, and that welfare is this lamentation and petitioning. He whom thou wishest to make sorrow stricken, thou dost bar against his heart the way to lamentation.
Ah, if they don't let someone to lamentate, what will happen? They don't let you cry. You go crazy. You go mad. Because crying is the answer to a need of my soul, actually. Crying will make me high, even. Crying is not some simple stuff. Especially when you do it in purpose, you know what you're doing. Yes.
In order that affliction may descend without anything to repel it, when there is no intercessor of humble entreaty, and thou dost lead a humble entreaty, the spirit of him whom thou wishest to redeem from affliction. Thou hast said in the Quran that those peoples on that which heavy vengeance fell, 'twas because at that moment they would not make humble entreaty that the affliction might be averted from them. But since their hearts had been hardened, their sins appeared as obedient service. Until the sinner deems himself rebellious, how can tears run from his eye?
Okay, so the subject is a little bit more delicate Now, stop this story of God, creation, and all that stuff. We'll go to Qawme Yunus, another paragraph, to make some explanation for this. What was this? The second angel came in, earth cried, second angel went back and explained to us that that crying is not something that we could just let go of it. That crying is the main reaction you have when you feel that everything is not all right. When you see some injustice, what do? You feel that this passionate feeling in us will promote that crying, and it's not a simple stuff. It's a very complicated stuff, because the first example is when a baby cries, suddenly everybody will give up. Nobody could do anything because the baby is crying. So that crying for us is very important, because it will stop you of being the stoned heart, being someone like that. Let's hear it. Yes?
The story of the people of Yunus, on whom be peace, is a demonstration and manifest proof that humble entreaty and lamentation avert affliction sent from heaven. And God, Most High, acts by free choice. Therefore, humble entreaty and reverence avail with him. The philosophers, however, say he acts by nature and as a cause, not by free choice. Therefore, humble entreaty cannot alter nature.
Did you get it? In the opening of the paragraph, he explains to you that, remember, here what we are talking about is not the way that philosophy goes. The philosophers will believe in cause and effect only. They explain something else. Here I want to explain the difference. Here is the story of this guy who is sitting in the stomach of a fish. Yes.
When the affliction became visible to the people of Yunus, a cloud full of fire departed from heaven. It was shooting lightning. The rocks were burning. The cloud was roaring. Cheeks were shedding color. All were on the roofs at night when that woe came into view from on high. All came down from the roofs and went bareheaded towards the open country. Mothers cast out their children that all might raise wailing and distressful cries. From the evening prayer till the hour of dawn, those folk were throwing dust on their heads. All voices were hushed. The mercy came upon that perverse people. After despair and unrestrained lamentation, little by little, the cloud began to turn back. The story of Yunus is long and broad. It is time of the earth and the far-spread tale. Since humble entreaty has value with God, and where has lamentation the price that it has there? Oh, hope, now gird thy loins tight. Arise, O weeper, and laugh continually, for the glorious King is ranking tears as equal in merit to the blood of the martyr.
Remember, he's talking that story, and he arrived to a point, he wanted to make something clear, and he realized that he didn't get the point. The point is the value of the human sadness and cry. Because you don't know how big this factor is in making our culture to having pity. To feel, when you feel sorrow, you sit down and you cry and you do something. here he wanted to explain it again. He brought the story of Eunice, which is a very serious story, I said, right? Okay, and said, this story is very long, so we'll not talk about it. It was just an excuse to explain something that when this happened, that happened, that happened, that happened, after despair and unrestrained lamentation, little by little the cloud began to turn back. This is it. Everything could turn around. By what? By our reaction when the people of Eunice collectively did this and that and that, and they went to the limit that even the mother would give up the child to pray for this, it happens. But it's a long story. We'll come back to it, how the miracle would happen. But this is what the simplest stuff is. Now the Israfil comes in, which is a long paragraph, then the Israel, which is the longer one, which we'll read next time, inshallah. Of Chaurian Dil Atay Mubdiris Dadura Kabiliyat Shaft Nis. بلکه شرط قابلیت داده اوست، داد لب و قابلیت هست پوست. این که موسی را عصا صعبان شود، همچو خورشیدی کفش رخشان شود، صد هزاران معجزات انبیا کن نگنجد در زمیر و عقل ما، نیست از اسباب تصریف خداست. نیست ها را قابلیت از کجاست؟ قابلی گر شرط فعل حق بودی، هیچ معدومی به هستی نامدی. سنتی بنهاد و اسباب و طرق، طالبان را زیر این ارزق تطق. بیشتر احوال بر سنت رود، گاه قدرت خارق سنت شود. سنت و عادت نهاده با مزه، باز کرده خرق عادت معجزه. بی سبب گر عزب ما موصول نیست، قدرت از عزل سبب معزول نیست. ای گرفتار سبب بیرون مپر، لیک عزل آن مسبب زن مپر. هرچه خواهد آن مسبب آورد، قدرت مطلق سببها بردارد. لیک اغلب بر سبب راند نفاز، تا بداند طالبی جستن مراد. چون سبب نبود چه ره جوید مرید، پس سبب در راه می باید پدید. این سبب ها بر نظرها پرده هاست، که نه هر دیدار صنعش را سزاست. دیده ای باید سبب سوراخ کن، تا حجب را برکند از بیخ و بن. تا مسبب بیندن در لامکان، هرزه داند جهد و اکساب دکان. از مسبب می رسد هر خیر و شر، نیست اسباب و وسایط ای پدر. جز خیالی منعقد بر شاه را، تا بماند دور غفلت چندگاه. چون که صانع خواست ایجاد بشر، از برای ابتلای خیر و شر. جبرئیل صدق را فرمود رو، مشت خاکی از زمین بستن گرو. او میان بست و بیامد تا زمین، تا گزارد امر رب العالمین. دست سوی خاک بردن معتمر، خاک خود را در کشید و شد حضر. پس زبان بکشاد خاک و لابه گرد، که از برای حرمت خلاق فرد، ترک من گو و برو جانم ببخش. رو بتاب از من انان خنگ رخش، در کشاکش های تکلیف و خطر. بهر الله هر مرا اندر مبر، بهر آن لطفی که حقت برگزید، کرد بر تو علم لوح کل پدید. تا ملائک را معلم آمدی، دائما با حق مکلم آمدی. که سفیر انبیا خواهی بودن، تو حیات جان وحی نی بدن. بر سرافیلت فضیلت بود از آن، کو حیات تن بود تو آن جان. با اینکه سورش نشأت تنها بود، نفخ تو نشر دل یکتا بود. جان جان تن حیات دل بود.